This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 6. Fear can be a response to our intuition. These instances, though, can lead to a sense of messy confusion. Which came first, the intuition or the fear? If, for example, you've routinely ignored your intuition when dating and in relationships, maybe putting libido, fear of being alone, fear of rejection, avoiding feelings, your lack of self-worth and what you hope to get from them ahead of your well-being and being authentically you, guess what? You are going to feel afraid the next time you date or are in a relationship, regardless of whether they're similar to the past or are a healthier partner. Those experiences and your responses trained your subconscious to believe that you in a dating or relationship situation equals danger, distress, crying, and obsessing for months on end. You can't exactly blame you for being afraid. This is one of those situations that causes the greatest amount of angst about discerning intuition from fear. Both intuition and fear produce gut responses. You feel them in some way. If you habitually disregard your intuition, although it will still keep trying to communicate with you, it may be difficult to hear it over the chatter, the rational thoughts, the hyperbole of the inner critic. It's also vital to note, though, that sometimes fear and your intuition are telling you the same thing. One will be calm about it, and the other will possibly go a little OTT about it. But it's worth considering whether fear is going extra OTT because you don't heed your intuition. In the above example, both fear and intuition are correct in the sense that replicating the very thing that they know doesn't work, even if it feels different this time, is bound to set off alarm bells and cause self-doubt. This doesn't mean that this person needs to jump ship necessarily, but it does mean that continuing with their current course of action in the same way doesn't bode well for their well-being, their relationship, or what they truly need and want in the future. When you do pick up a message from your intuition, you might, rightly, feel afraid, likely because of what it means. You may fear what it requires you to do. You might be afraid of who you have to be. Remember that fear is a healthy emotion, and it can present itself when you need to stretch out of your comfort zone. It doesn't mean that you have to obey it like it's your master, but it is often a signifier that you need to get grounded and remember who you are and what you're doing so that you don't get into autopilot and sabotage the opportunity to grow in some way. You might also feel afraid because although it's understandable to feel frightened in some instances, you might jump on a train of thought that isn't useful and that triggers emotional and physical responses, which then set off further reactions until you get grounded. If, for example, you intuited that someone was dishonest, your next response might be to feel afraid of what they might potentially do to you. Now, you could, at that moment, remind you that you're not powerless, that maybe you haven't known this person that long, and that you can opt out or whatever, or you could imagine a variety of frightening scenarios. It's critical to recognize that the mind doesn't distinguish between what's real and what isn't. So where and what you focus your thoughts on matters. You will create stress in your body even if you're just imagining these terrible scenarios, not actually living them. You could decide to alter your behavior, example, try to be more pleasing, which will have a knock-on effect on your subsequent responses. The habit of not listening often enough to one's own inner voice, that calm, steady, possibly quieter voice that speaks the truth of who we are as opposed to the harsh chatter of the inner critic, and repeatedly responding to fear in the same way, reinforces the file and its contents in your subconscious. It thinks that you are correct. The subconscious, however, is always seeking to get organized, to tidy up, to have things make sense and be resolved. As I explained in session 3, if you asked a small child to organize an entire office, do you think that they would do a good job? Would their filing make sense? Changing our relationship with fear allows us to grow up, to evolve out of the past, to be conscious, aware, and present. We begin to make peace with the past so that we can have more agency over our future experiences. We effectively update and run a robust operating system that supports the life we want to lead. When we mistake fear for intuition, we convince ourselves that something terrible is going to happen, but that we're powerless to do anything about it, bar worrying, catastrophizing, fretting, praying, etc., promptly switching off our intuition. In these situations, even though it might not be intentional, we avoid taking responsibility. We almost want to make intuition the bad guy. There is a chance for us to have our back, to break the pattern, and instead we fear our potential and purpose. We're afraid of taking the next step or moving on to the next stage of our life. We victimize ourselves. This sidelines our intuition, and we also put it on something external to us to take charge. The thing is, it's never a bad thing to trust ourselves, even if how we go about doing so doesn't necessarily pan out the way we think it should have. It's an investment that when done habitually, it pays off with bigger and bigger dividends. It's also critical to note that sometimes what we deem as a bad outcome is the right outcome. It's just that we can't see what's up ahead. It's only when we're looking back that we suddenly realize the grace we received in going through that painful episode. We recognize how our plan isn't always the plan, and that if we surrender this false notion of being in control of the uncontrollable, we will have the better present and future that we desire.